No to agreement, no to occupation, echoing the reaction of Iraqis to the so-called security deal between the US and the Iraqi government. The tribal leaders of this war-stricken country expressed dissatisfaction with the deal.
We will continue protesting against this black deal with the US. We believe that this agreement will bring trouble for the Iraqis and can have serious consequences. Instead of resolving the problems, it will create more serious crises in the country. So we will continue to oppose this agreement, even if the US agrees with the five Iraqi amendments.
The protest is the last in a series of several demonstrations being held by Iraqis from all walks of life in less than 2 weeks. The protesters demanded the government of Iraq to ask foreign forces withdraw from the country and refuse to sign the deal.
We have five demands and the Iraqi leaders must listen to them. We are not alone as we represent many Iraqi citizens. The occupiers have been taking away our natural resources and bringing hardship for our country in the last 5 years. We strongly demand their withdrawal.
This comes as the Iraqi government has vowed not to approve the deal before making several amendments to the draft.
We reject this agreement. No one accepts to leave with the occupation. This deal will lead to the endless prisons of the occupiers in our country, and we've had bad memories of the prisons of foreign troops in Iraq.
The deal is expected to replace the UN mandate for the US troops' presence in Iraq, which expires on December 30th.
As US pressures is building up on the Iraqi government to approve the deal, the Iraqi people intensify their public protest against the U.S. Wissam Al-Bayati, Press TV, Baghdad.